We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
To the latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always have been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Yes, donkey of the day for Tuesday, March 21st goes to a man named Cleveland Grover Meredith Jr. Who is Cleveland Grover Meredith Jr.? Well, he's a human jar of helmets. Okay, the type of person that gets excited when Donald Trump calls for a protest. The type of human who stands back and stands by when Trump tells him to and waits for a command to take back his country. I'm not making this up. Okay, I'm not assuming things, all right? Because he was arrested and pled guilty back in 2021 to making interstate threats, which is a felony. And he was sentenced to serve more than 2 years in prison and 3 years probation after being arrested a day after the Capitol riots because he threatened to shoot former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Yes, he was arrested after his own mama, his mother, the womb from which he came, called the FBI concerned about a text he sent to an uncle saying, thinking about heading over to Pelosi's speech and putting a bullet in her noggin on live TV. He also made a similar threat to the mayor of D.C. Now, here's the thing about those kind of threats. He didn't just text it. You know, he got in his vehicle, probably a pickup truck, and headed to D.C. for the insurrection that happened on January 6th. But he was delayed because of car trouble. And he arrived on the evening of January 6th after the riots were over. Now, when this man got arrested in a Washington, D.C. hotel room, listen to what was seized from him in his arrest. An assault rifle, a semi-automatic handgun, and more than 2,500 rounds of ammunition, including armor-piercing rounds. And now, Cleveland wants his stuff back. Okay, he doesn't just want his stuff back. He wants his stuff back for a specific reason. He's done his time, and he wants his ammunition and his artillery back. The mayonnaise is so heavy on this one. Let's go to 11 Alive for the report, please.
A Georgia man who served time for his part in the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol now wants his guns and ammunition returned. Cleveland Meredith Jr. was arrested soon after the insurrection. Agents found he drove hundreds of miles to D.C. and brought 2,500 rounds of ammunition and two guns with him. Meredith was released from prison in December. In filings obtained by 11 Alive, we have learned that he is now asking the court to release the firearms and ammo seized during his arrest back to his attorney so they can be sold.
Come on, man. Now, I'm not mad at anyone who knows the law and uses the law to their advantage, because the motion cites a 2015 U.S. Supreme Court case that in cases where a defendant was banned from owning guns, judges may allow the transfer of seized firearms to a third party as long as the judge is convinced the defendant will not have access to them. And in this case, the motion will call for his lawyer, Tyler Dixon, to sell the firearms to a buyer unknown to Meredith. That's the law. Okay, I'm not mad at it at all. But the reason Cleveland Grover Meredith Jr. is getting donkey of the day is because, yes, he served his prison time. But can you imagine threatening to kill an elected official, threatening to shoot them, getting caught with guns, sent to prison, and then coming home and asking for your potential murder weapons back so you can sell them and make money? Imagine, if you will, Big Meech from BMF, right? Coming home from prison and asking law enforcement to give his lawyer the $21 million worth of assets they seized, including the cash, the jewelry, the 13 homes between Detroit, Georgia, and L.A., the 36 vehicles. Hey, give my lawyers that so I can sell them. So I can sell them to make some money. The absurdity, right? You think they would laugh Big Meech out the courtroom? You think they would laugh Big Meech's lawyer out the courtroom? Only in America could you threaten to kill someone. Literally say, I want to shoot her in the head, get caught with guns after traveling where you are to where the person is, get caught with the weapons you threaten the person with, and then there is a law that allows you to possibly get said weapons back, and you want those weapons back so you can sell them. Why do you want to sell them? Because you need the money. You just got out of prison, trying to get back on your feet. But if I'm the judge, I'm going to say, get back on your feet. How about you get back in this cell? Okay, I'm locking you back up. You need to go back in this cell and sit here until you learn the error of your ways, because you don't think you did anything wrong. If you thought you actually did something wrong, you wouldn't want to go near any guns, but in particular, the weapons that essentially got you locked up. But in America, the caucasity rules everything around me, because let's be clear, only a human that's Capitol Riot white is getting 2 years for all those guns and ammo in the first place. And a threat to an elected official? A non-white would just be happy to be home. A non-white would only, I don't know what a non-white would do in a situation like this, because he wouldn't have the option. He'd still be in prison, okay? Only a member of Vanilla ISIS would feel privileged enough to say, run me my weapons back so I can make some money. Some donkey today has just sell themselves. Please give Cleveland Grover Meredith Jr. the biggest hee-haw. I'm tripping. Chelsea, let Chelsea Handler give him the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Oh, man. Oh, Kathy Griffin just hit me. She got something to say, too.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Oh, okay. How my man Chris Rock feel about the situation?
Cracker ass, cracker.
Oh. My girl on shift yet? She clocked in yet?
Cracker.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anybody else?
I think that's all we got.
That's all right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Yes, indeed.
All right, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, Elliot Connie was joining us last hour.
And one of the most culturally competent psychotherapists you ever going to meet in your life.
And during that conversation, we were talking about get back, like getting your licks back. We have a piece of that combo? I'll give you a perfect example. I'm a vengeful hands down, straight up. There's people that have done things to me that I need my clap back. I need my revenge. That's
I love
just
that,
who I
actually.
Am.
I'm the same way, man.
Like,
I'm petty enough
and,
that
and
I can.
And if you mess with me, I'm cool. But if you mess with my family, I need that revenge. And I know I shouldn't feel like that.
And, is there
and
some,
I know what a therapist is going to tell me to
wait,
do.
Wait, but is there anything wrong with that, though?
So I
don't personally see anything wrong with that.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you my therapist answer. I'm going to put on my therapist hat answer.
Go.
No. There is nothing wrong with being vengeful, petty, getting my lick back, clack back. I'm that way, too.
That
actually.
Is Rashawn. That is me.
In That's the shadow way. Side, too, though, right?
All right, so we're asking 800-585-1051. What's the pettiest thing you've done to get your lick back? To get revenge? That is the question.
I cannot wait to hear this from you two beige individuals, Jason Lee and DJ Envy. I can't wait to hear. I think I know a lot of them, though.
You know most of mine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I actually was thinking about it because I know I've done so many things that I can't really think of anything that I sought out to be petty for, because there's probably been so many. One thing I will say recently, my pettiest get back was that I felt good about, and I didn't even have to be messy, was when there was a video that went viral of me going to a party with ASAP and Rihanna. Mm-hmm. And then they took it and said that basically I was sneaking in a picture. They made it look crazy. Again, like the Beyonce thing. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to say something, but then I thought, you know what? What can you say with the internet? You're never going to beat the internet. So I just left it alone. And then Rihanna gave me the baby photos and I put them out. So that was my get back. It was petty the way I put it out and the way I, you know, threw it in everybody's face that they couldn't get it. But I can't remember... I'm trying to think of things that I've been really, really petty.
Well, we'll talk about it when we come back, and we want to hear from you.
I've never been petty.
800-585-1051. That's a damn lie.
I've never been petty.
You just tried to take Tyrese out of his own song.
Exactly.
I'm going to do that, but that's funny. That's not petty.
That's petty.
We'll talk about it when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Visa. Visa, everywhere you want to be.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and everybody. It's spring, and with the weather changing and so many great things coming up like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, I definitely need a fresh spring wardrobe for every occasion. This spring, I'm looking for that perfect flowy spring dress for Mother's Day, as well as replacing my everyday basics. That's what I love about JCPenney. They have so many stylish and comfortable options that I always find just what I'm looking for there. Spring is a feel-good season and comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. The fashion at JCPenney is the same way. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with styles that gets you something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes, and Stafford and Mutual Weave for him, style and comfort for all, even big and tall. Plus even more for the whole family, like Levi's and Exertion. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.